This is the story about the frustrated Amazon shopper. I know our own Biggie has shared his frustration about ordering from Amazon and the FedEx drivers and so forth. The gentleman in question here is a hardcore fan of a punk band called Counterparts. I'm not familiar.
No.
He had ordered a piece of music on vinyl called Heaven Let Them Die, which is a punk, an album by Counterparts. The cover art is a lamb bathing in blood.
Aw,
cool.
This is one of the songs.
That was going to be my screen too.
I know. This is one of the songs on the album. So he's complaining to Amazon because what
sounds like Myrtle Beach Doug's head.
I was going to say.
What his commute sounds like in his head.
That's right.
What's the title of this little jam? Lick My Love Pump?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know the album is called Heaven Let Them Die. The cover art is a lamb bathing in blood. By accident, he received Clay Aiken's Christmas CD.
The party's on. The feeling's here. It only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
It's more my speed. That's my head. We got Myrtle Beach Doug's head. You got my. There's my commute.
Yeah. That's your internal dialogue. The party's up. Wow.
What a switch.
Has his voice changed again? He sounds like a cartoon.
Well, he does. I had not caught that before. I missed that at the holiday season.
Do they not play that on your Christmas station?
I have not heard that version.
That's a jam.
Wonderful Christmas Time. I don't know. I had not heard it.
You know, credit where credit's due. We may not have given Clay Aiken enough
maybe
props yesterday when we were ranking American Idol.
Maybe. That's right.
Winner. Did he win?
Or did he did not win. He finished second.
You're right.
He must.
But as when it comes to alumni.
He's probably top five. Don't you think?
I wouldn't think top five.
Well, wait a minute.
Top 10.
Hold on. Carrie Underwood.
Okay.
You know, so did you see this? P1, I didn't print it, sent us an email, and someone else ranked them all, and they have Kelly Clarkson.
Number one. Okay, so
That's interchangeable, I think.
Well, let's go Clarkson.
Sure.
They had Clarkson.
Underwood.
And then Underwood. Uh-huh. Third.
Daughtry.
Fantasia.
Has she done that well?
She's been on Broadway pretty consistently.
Yeah, you're right. She has.
Okay. Fantasia. Mm-hmm. Daughtry. Or Hudson.
I think I stopped at three.
All right. So four, Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Five, Daughtry.
Yeah.
I think probably.
I would go like Jordan Sparks. She had a hit.
Yeah, she's had a pretty consistent.
And then, you know, I kind of lost track after Bo Bice.
Is there something, and I'm quoting Chris Dim now, is there something called a Philip Phillips?
That guy, yes. He had a hit.
I thought so.
Yeah, that's right.
One hit there. Well, I think Clay is top 10. I think you're right.
Top 10 for sure.
Now,
wonderful Christmas time.
The gentleman in question.
He wanted lamb bath or blood bath.
Blood bath.
And
he contacted Amazon. He called Amazon.
Was the packaging right, but the insides were wrong?
Yes, that's correct. The packaging was right.
So he received the lamb bathing in blood.
Yes, yes.
Opens up the on the music.
Puts it on his turntable, expecting to hear this. But instead getting this.
The party's on. The feeling's here.
So.
It only comes this time of year. Simply having
all right. Christmas time. He's disappointed. Oh, so he does the easy thing, which is getting in touch with Amazon and having them reship.
Hello, Amazon?
Yes.
Yes, I'd like to register complaint, please.
He did just that.
Yes, I can hold.
He did just that. Okay, so he did that. 4 days later, a new album arrives. They say you don't even have to send back the Clay Aiken. You do not have to
That's
send
our
that.
Gift.
That's our gift to you. You can keep the Clay Aiken. So he hurriedly runs to the porch where the new vinyl album is. It says, Lambs Bathing in Blood. Tell the sky I cry. He races over to the turntable like a kid at Christmas time. He puts it on there.
The party's on. The feeling's here. It only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas
time. He realizes he's gotten Christmas Bells Are Ringing by Clay Aiken again. That's the album.
Twice
he got it. He goes back to the phone. He dials Amazon. Hello, Amazon. He says, you've sent me the wrong album, the wrong vinyl.
I've already got one.
Now he's got two. They say, keep those with our compliments. We're going to send you...
We'll make it right.
Lamb of Blood, which is what he wants. Three days later, a new album arrives. Ding dong. A new album is put on his doorstep. He races over to the turntable. He puts it on.
The party's on. The feeling's here.
Three?
It only no comes. Way.
He now has three Clay Aiken Christmas albums and zero Lambs Bathing in Blood. And he said on his post, I give up. Somebody's trying to tell me something. That's it. He feels like someone is trying to tell him, you are not allowed.
Yeah, sometimes the universe does send signs.
Exactly. You really should change your life and start listening more to Clay Aiken. And he says, by the way, this is a catchy album.
It's growing on me. I didn't think I'd say that.
I can understand the words.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I can understand the words. Clay Aiken has sold now three Christmas albums and exactly three Christmas albums this year. So that's how that's working for him. God, that is a big pain in the
butt. You know, it's what we've got here is a case of, it is a classic Rickroll.
Yeah, you think you're getting something.
This is the Rick Astley phenomenon.
Exactly. You think you're going to have something here, and instead you put it on and you get something the exact opposite of what
you want. Any possible explanation that makes sense. They're not even, I can't imagine they're on the same record label if those even exist.
And I guess.
Or is there just a batch of, what's the band's name? Cornerstone, Cover Blood?
Counterparts.
Yep. I like Cover Blood better. That's a cover band for Counterparts. It's called Cover Blood.
They just get a batch of mislabeled vinyl.
They must have that. Just and now, anybody ordering that, I guess they're just going to have to go through and figure it out. But they won't do that. Of course, that's all done. They just grab it and go. You know,
it'd be interesting to know. Go to the warehouse, look at all the Bloody Lamb albums and see what's inside.
If do you know how Amazon works? Now, if I order Bloody Lamb from Amazon, and I have, and does I. person go and get it off the shelf, or is it done with some machine?
See, the behind the scenes like that, I'm not sure. Yeah. There's a possibility that the SKUs may be very, very similar, and like, or maybe the same by accident, so it kind of picks up the wrong thing by accident. Because that's three times in a row. That's a technical error.
It's a barcode thing, you're saying?
Possibly.
I think it's barcoded, but I just wonder if how large is an Amazon warehouse?
Have you passed them on the highway?
Enormous.
the size of airports. They're enormous.
Yeah. So you got to go through and
you have. You just haven't recognized it.
I didn't know that. I don't think that I.
They're enormous.
I don't know that I've seen. If I have seen it, I don't know it. I'm sure they're huge and they're all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of them. And so if you order the closest one to you, would go and get that album or whatever it might be.
I suspect.
I guess that's how it works. My goodness. Interesting TV news today. There is a situation where breaking news was happening. A man in Memphis was shot in the leg while in bed with a lady friend, but he claims that the shooting was not done by the lady friend. It was done by his dog who crawled. We've heard of this before where the dog pulls the trigger.
That famous pickup truck in Oklahoma, who could forget?
Was that they blame that on the dog? They did blame that on
the
dog.
Yeah, the old man.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember if he was driving or his caretaker was driving.
Yep.
And they were stopped at a train crossing.
Yep, that's right. And the train came and
he blamed the dog.
I know, we have to find that. I don't know where that is. We have played that many times. But in this case, the guy blamed the dog, and it was breaking news to a Memphis TV station.
Oh.
They weren't going to cover it, so this was new to the reporter.
We want to get you to some breaking news just out of our newsroom here at Fox 13. A man is in the hospital after being shot in the leg overnight. Memphis police say he was shot by his dog. Seriously. I don't think that's right. This happened just before 4 a.m. at a home on Whitney Avenue in Fraser. Wow. Police say the man was lying in the bed with a girl with a gun on the bed. Police say his dog jumped up on the bed, got his paw stuck in the trigger, and ended up hitting the trigger, shooting the man in the thigh. Wow.
Wow. That's the first he's seen of that.
What? That's a fantastic read. Can't be right. Shot by a dog.
He's really invested in that. Man with a lady friend.
If you had to say WTF without using swear words, that's what it would sound like.
Did. Wait a minute. A dog.
Dog jumped on the bed?
Dog is
laying with a lady?
Paw in the trigger?
Come on.
Anthony, you've had a situation where the guy got the wrong vinyl three times in a row. Clay Aiken's Christmas hits. You've had this happen to you.
Yeah, thank God it wasn't Clay Aiken, though. years ago when they were doing CDs and they were popular, I bought System of Down's Steal This album, went home, opened it up, and you could tell it was a burnt copy look. Uh-huh. So I just thought it was, you know, gimmick, the way they dressed the CD up. And I put it on and I hear, like, fax machine, old AOL dial-up, people laughing. It's like 2 minutes of just random noise. Huh. So I thought I just got a bad CD. Somebody bought it, swapped it out. I ended up comparing it to another person's CD who had it and burnt it and got the original copy. I never tried to buy another version of it. I just said, marketing screwing with me or people screwing with me. I don't know.
Interesting.
And I can't remember. Did you say you bought this online or you bought it at a store?
No, I bought it at the store. So I just chalked it up to, you know, some kid bought the CD, went home, stole it, put a, you know, yep, their own, okay, make in there and sealed it and put it back, returned it. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah, that happens. Okay. Unfortunately, that
it was
happens.
A windup.
Yeah, big time.
And you're the victim.
And the guy stole the kid, stole the CD. That's right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Anthony. Sorry that happened to you. Another interesting local news story. You heard the anchor reporting on the dog shooting story. A tornado was going through Orlando, and it hit the TV station. It went right through the TV station while the meteorologist was on the air.
This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space. We're catching debris right now on the roof. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Okay, we got power flickering out. This is a confirmed tornado. Okay. I've been doing this for a very long time. That's the first time a tornado has hit while I'm doing the weather.
That's Brooks Garner, who stayed calm during all of that. While
anchors under the desks.
Literally.
What about my hair? Get under.
Under the desk. And he made him get under the desk.
Well done.
And he stayed on and during that entire thing. Listen, I used to be a meteorologist.
Were you?
No.
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 You played one.
I filled in and had something like that happen.
Oh man. They'd still be counting the bodies.
I would have peed under the desk. Yeah. I would have peed my pants right there.
Generations of future meteorology students would be studying your work for what not to do.
They would.